Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Then a happy start to what will be, or what we hope to be, a big August full of sports. Andrew Filippone with you across America, CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206. CBSSportsRadio.com and the Radio.com app, wherever you are. We're glad to have you today. And that voice you heard, other than the big voice guy that intros the show every week, was that of John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president on his team right now in Milwaukee, to update you on what's going on in Major League Baseball with the St. Louis Cardinals. Their game has been postponed again today. They had two more positive tests. That brings the number up to four more positive tests. That brings the total number up to six. You have some of the pandemic disease experts out there calling this a second outbreak in Major League Baseball. And in the last hour, a former All-Star, Lorenzo Cain, who plays for the Brewers and was set to play the Cardinals in Milwaukee this weekend, the 35-year-old Brewers center fielder, has decided to opt out. This is not quite deja vu. It's not yet a Marlins situation, but it isn't good. And the way Major League Baseball is handling this one, this is one of those decisions for Major League Baseball that I would put under the umbrella of abundance of caution. We are watching Major League Baseball exercise an abundance of caution. We are watching Major League Baseball now exercise what I think is an overcorrection to what happened last weekend with the Marlins and the Phillies. And so I think the question on every baseball fan's mind, on every sports fan's mind right now, is what is it going to take for Major League Baseball to shut things down? How close are we to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, pulling the plug on this thing? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What should Major League Baseball do in light of this Cardinals story? I want to get your thoughts. Baseball fans, sports fans, at 855-212-4227 this afternoon, and for our West Coast listeners this morning, as you hang out with us and drive around with us over the next 4 hours. I know that based on what Major League Baseball is doing now, their new approach, the way that they are reacting to these positive tests, if this is what they're going to call now league protocol, I think they should shut it down. I think at this point, if this is going to be how they react to a few positive tests, then there's no hope for the baseball season. And there was never any hope from the baseball season from the beginning. This way of doing it was DOA. It was dead on arrival. It had no chance. But what frustrates me is That's not how baseball, that's not how they started this. They acted from the very beginning like positive tests were not necessarily going to shut down and cancel the season. If you've listened to this show on Saturdays at all over the last month, I have said a lot. I've talked a lot about this. What happens if there are multiple positive tests? Does a team get kicked out of the league? I brought that up when the MLS, Major League Soccer, was kicking teams out of the bubble down in Orlando. I said, what happens if we see this in baseball or the NBA or another or any other sport? How is Major League Baseball going to react to it? I want you to think about this for a second. The Philadelphia Phillies have not played a game since last Sunday. Do you know the number of positive tests? How many players, Phillies players, have tested positive? I'll wait. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, zero. Not one. They haven't played a week of baseball. They have not had a single positive test. The Marlins, I know, it's scary. It's frightening when you see the number of positive cases. That when it reaches double digits, when we're talking about more than half a team, that is, sorry, Rob Manfred, that is a worst-case nightmare scenario for a team. It is a worst-case nightmare scenario for the Marlins. It is not necessarily a worst-case scenario for baseball. I was under the impression, and maybe you were too, the reason why they had a satellite camp or they had an auxiliary roster of players that were performing baseball actions and working out and participating in baseball activities away from the team was if there was a situation where multiple players had to be self-isolated, quarantined, and shut down, you had guys in reserve ready to go. And that seems to have changed. And this change in philosophy is threatening the entire season right now. And you know what? I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. If Major League Baseball's new policy, if their new feeling or belief on this is, we'd better be safe, we'd rather be safe than sorry. We don't want any blood on our hands. We don't want any responsibility. We don't want any culpability. If that is Major League Baseball's newfound epiphany, and that's how they feel about this, that's fine. You want to put your money where your mouth is? You really want to believe that safety comes above all else? That's fine. But then cancel the season. Because this isn't going to work. If the cause and effect, or the point counterpoint, or the every time we see a player test positive, if the reaction is we've got to shut this team down and we've got to start postponing games, they'll never get through a season. And I don't think even, look, now there's reports about bad apples and bad eggs, guys going out, taking advantage of a little bit of freedom. Jerry Hairston Jr., who's a former big leaguer, who does TV in Los Angeles. He's still got friends in baseball. He heard that some of the Cardinals players went to a casino. I haven't seen anybody else report that. We know now that the Marlins got a little bit loosey-goosey. At least some of their players did. And so that's a problem. We've got a threat from Manfred. We've got him warning Tony Clark and the players that he might shut things down. That seems like an idle threat to me, and one that I wouldn't take all that seriously, because I've heard Rob Manfred make kind of these bold declarations before. I've heard him go on TV and say, I don't think a season's going to happen. I've heard him go on and say 100% of season. I mean, he makes these kind of comments or statements that end up getting refuted, or he takes them back, or he flip-flops, you know, all the time throughout this. So I'm not really going to put too much stock in what this Manfred report says. I think it's interesting, Keith Olbermann, who's worked in TV for decades, that he's saying he's heard from the people that run some of these sports networks, some of these regional sports networks that air games locally in specific and different markets, that they've been told, hey, you might want to get some alternative programming ready. You might not have a game Monday night. We might have to cancel the season, so put something in the hopper right now. I take that more seriously. Me, if I'm running Major League Baseball, if I'm Rob Manfred, I would have kept with the let's keep going, let's continue to play games until something happens that really, really makes it impossible or implausible or something unbelievable that completely prevents us from playing games. That would be my own code for this. I thought they were prepared or they were ready for a couple of positive tests. I guess not. The Phillies had a coach and a clubhouse attendant test positive, and they haven't played games in a week. I thought if you had a couple of players like the Cardinals do, if you've got a couple of players who test positive, put them on the COVID list. That's what, I mean, there is a specific spot on the injury list for these guys. Put them on the COVID list. Remove them from the team. Test the players who have been around them. Call up guys to replace them. And keep playing. I thought that was the plan. But baseball's done a 180 on that. And now that they've taken this very strict conservative approach to how they will treat positive tests, I don't see any way this season happens. You might as well shut it down. But I want to get your thoughts on how baseball should be handling this. Are they doing it right? Should they still be playing? Your thoughts on the state of the baseball season. Doesn't look good. Maybe you think they've bungled it. Maybe you think they're doing everything they can. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is the number. If you don't want to call, you can always tweet at the Pony Express. That's the name of the show. Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the last four letters of my last name. Or you could tweet the network here at CBS Sports Radio. We're going to have a season now where some teams play 60 games, some teams play 50. It's all out of whack. That's if they keep playing. You know, one point that I do believe is relevant to this, we have not seen, to the best of my knowledge, unless somebody wants to come forward here on this program today and show me or convince me otherwise, I have not seen, and it's not political here, folks. I haven't seen a player on the Marlins, on the Cardinals, among the Phillies, staff, coaching staff, trainers. I don't see a case where we've had a positive test. A player or a baseball staffer gets the coronavirus and it's bad. They're on a ventilator. They're in the hospital. We know, based on the death toll and everything that's transpired here since mid-March, that this is to be taken seriously. We know that. But if your preemptive, if Major League Baseball's preemptive position on the coronavirus was, anytime we see a positive test, we've got to stop playing, then there was no point to beginning the season at all, because you weren't going to go. They were holding up. Guys, think about this. When a week before the season started, when six players tested positive out of the thousands of Major League Baseball players, they held that up as a winning moment, as a celebratory moment. We only had six players. Well, that's still more than zero. And that's what we have going on right now. We've got two Cardinals players, or three Cardinals players, out of what? 1,200 players? And that's postponing and canceling games. So I just want to know, what is it? Which one is it? If anything more than zero is unacceptable, then what are we even doing here? Why are we even trying to play baseball? Juan Soto, the Nationals star player, tested positive right before game one. In Major League Baseball, obviously, whenever somebody tests positive, you feel for that person and you pray for that person and you care for that person. But when it happened, Major League Baseball didn't freak out. They didn't cancel a game. Rob Manfred went on TV and he didn't even sound the least bit concerned or nervous about it. The numbers went up for the Marlins. Players have gotten sick, but nobody's on their deathbed. And we've got a team, we've got players who are warming up, ready to go. Why not use them? So I just think baseball has sent a lot of mixed messages here. There's a lot of hypocrisy. There's a lot of double talk. And I want to know what you think. Should baseball just shut it down? Or is I think baseball is just going to have to come to accept that there's going to be positive tests. And I thought they had a plan B in place, ready to go if and when it happened. But what do you think? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I really want to talk to you about it today, because I know a lot of people are thinking about it. What is the state of baseball right now? My name's Andrew Filipponi. I'm coming to you from the luxurious Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. Can't wait to talk to sports fans today. I'm ready to go. I hope you are too. We've got hockey. We've got NBA. We've got a lot going on inside bubbles. That seems to be working. Baseball, not so much. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filipponi.
CJ Mosley, Jets linebacker, has just opted out. Just in, one of their big free agent signings from not this offseason, but the 2019 offseason. Done. Won't play. So good luck to Greg Williams and that Jets defense now. They've traded Jamal Williams and they just lost their stud inside linebacker. That is our new reality, where we're monitoring opt-outs. And I think the baseball season is on very thin ice. And it's on thin ice because baseball now, I think, any positive test is causing them to panic. And that is not how they started this. I'm in Pittsburgh, okay? I've got a lousy Pirates team that I would otherwise have to talk about every day. They had positive tests during their summer camp situation. That happened, and I didn't think, nor did anybody around the team think, oh man, this is bad. This is going to potentially threaten the start of their season, or you know, they might have to cancel games now. have everybody isolate for 2 weeks at a time. It was the quantity of the Marlins players that freaked everybody out. And now I think because of it, we're seeing Major League Baseball, they're scared. And instead of, okay, it's two or three guys, let's remove them, let's bring other players in, their new stance is, we got to cancel games and shut everything down. And the more they do that, the less and less likely. You can't, with all the travel, with hotels and planes, even if players are very vigilant and very careful, you're not going to be able to get through this season without more positive tests. It's just how you react to them. And baseball now has a strict code where any positive test seems to cancel games. I don't think that's right. Maybe you disagree with me. 855-212-4227 is the number, and it is sponsored by Geico. Did you know? Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Here is David in Green Bay on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, thanks for having me. I feel like as a fan, I was fleeced with the idea that they had this process, that they had this taxi team sitting in whatever remote city ready to go with these cases. And to me, I feel like that they're going way away from the planet. I don't know how they don't finish the season without a bubble. They have a blueprint for what that bubble should look like. I'm sure Wide World of Sports has room to take them in, or even their spring training camp facilities have a way to take them in, and they could easily get it set up and ready to go and do it. And I think,
David,
it would
work. Right, but their Major League Baseball right now is treating any positive test like it's a threat to the season. Any positive test. It doesn't even have to be a player. It can be a Phillies clubhouse attendant, and it shuts down all baseball activities for a team. When they were discussing at the very infantile stages, the embryonic stage of this negotiation, should we go in a bubble or not? Major League Baseball teams and Major League Baseball players were not treating a few positive tests like it was going to derail a season. I know that because a week before it started, six players tested positive, less than 1% of the workforce, and it was heralded as an encouraging sign. They're testing every other day. Guys are going to test positive. It's what is your plan from there? The plan right now is any positive test and games got to get canceled. They've moved the goalposts. Here is Paul in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing, buddy? Love the show.
Thanks
for taking my call. Listen,
anytime.
Man, it's like a roller coaster to me, man. I mean, you get the hype of going up the hill, and I am an avid sports fan, man. I went into withdrawals like most people did with it, you know, not having it. And now that we have it, and it's like, oh, great. Then you come to the top of the hill, and the roller coaster just breaks, and you can't go down. You know, you can't get that exhilaration. You can't get that great feeling because all this stuff is coming out. We know this is going to happen. You know, and to me, I mean, as much as I love sports, I would rather do away with it. Let me crawl under my rock, and let me come back out next year. Let's make it all right when we can do that. You know, because this is just killing us. I mean, it really.
Well,
is.
But yes, okay. You know, that killing is not, you know, really probably the right word right now to use in that context. Okay, but you know, there is no doubt to the caller's point that right now. You're sitting on pins and needles waiting for the next shoe to drop. What is the next game that is going to get postponed? Who is the next player to test positive? There is a ton of that. Like that I think there's an anxiety there as a baseball fan that we're never going to get completely out of the woods on this. And if you're a betting man, just based on the way things have gone the last week, the last 24, 48 hours, you would have to feel like there's a better chance of the season getting called off than them crowning a World Series champion. My thing is, you had a quantity situation where a lot of players ended up testing positive on one team. Okay? Outside of that, though, articulate to me what has really happened to endanger the baseball season or put the season in Rob Manfred's, not his words, but he is making it seem like the season is on life support. What has happened to cause that? Six members, they said, of the Cardinals traveling party, that goes beyond just the 30 players in uniform and counts their clubhouse guys, all their coaches, their manager, their PR staff, the front office people who travel with the team. Six. With no reporting that there's any serious cases right now. Is that enough to make it? I'm sorry. I thought that when the season was released and the testing protocols were put into place, that Major League Baseball was under the impression that they were not going to shoot 100% on this and that there would be positive tests. And that they were just going to have to keep on keeping on and pushing forward unless it really dragged a team down. Players were gravely ill, really sick, and baseball was like, uh-oh, this is an imbroglio. This is so bad. Lives are really at risk right now. We got to do away with this. I thought the satellite camp or the extra taxi squad was there in case a Marlins situation happened or in case a Cardinals situation happened, and you'd call those guys up and you'd keep playing games. Evidently not. And so baseball is on thin ice. Want to get your response to it, how you feel about it, how you're thinking about baseball right now. More postponements, more cancellations. A couple of teams haven't played in a week. They're taking a very conservative approach now. Every move now is out of an abundance of caution, which, okay, that's cool. That's fine. But if that's how they really felt from the beginning, why did you even try to play the season in the first place? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Should baseball shut it down? Should they pull the plug right now? 855-212-4227. What should they do? You tell me. You could tweet me, too, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Follow me there. You could follow us at CBS Sports Radio. Sports in the bubble are working, and they're going on right now, which is awesome.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filippone.
And the winter sports bubbles are working. NHL, no positive test. There was a brief scare today when the Rangers goaltender Igor Shesterkin was deemed unfit to play, which is this term that the NHL has invented that is a one-size-fits-all description of why one of their players is out. It's purposefully vague. You know, hockey injuries already more confidential and more secretive with their injuries than any other sport. And it just fuels speculation whether or not a player is out because he's injured or out because he's sick. So there was a little bit of anxiety there a few minutes before the Rangers and Hurricanes faced off today. But then they showed Igor in the crowd. He was in the stands. So look, if he has the coronavirus, he's not in the arena watching his team play. So that was a sigh of relief for everybody. We've got the Nuggets and Heat playing right now down in Orlando. I think, and I would tell you this, you know, anyways, because I'm in an NHL market, I'm in Pittsburgh. The thing I like about what the NHL is doing more than the NBA right now is these games that are on have way more urgency because it's a micro playoff series. It's a play-in. It's a best of five. NBA, these are merely tune-up games for seeding. And so I think what the NBA is capitalizing on or getting a boost from right now is just the lack of sporting events that we had for almost 5 months. You know, people are just happy to see it again. But the games, other than, I don't know, the bottom of the Western Conference standings and I guess seeding in the West, the games don't mean that much. These games mean everything, and in the NBA, let's face it, there's probably, what, four or five teams that can legitimately win the NBA Finals, can win it all. In the NHL, I would say of the 24 teams that made it this far, you could probably see between 10 or 15. There's an argument, maybe not the best, but there's at least some case to be made for that team to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm locked into this. Hurricanes win the first game of the best of five against the Rangers, and the Oilers and Blackhawks will begin shortly. We've been talking here today about baseball and how it's on thin ice. More Cardinals are testing positive. Not players as much. People with the Cardinals, traveling with the Cardinals. And the Cardinals mean a lot more to baseball than the Marlins, let's face it. They've got 11 championships. Only the Yankees have more. This is a prestigious franchise. This is a historic franchise. The Marlins could play games with their entire taxi squad, and nobody would know the difference. Nobody would really care. Marlins fans wouldn't even really care. You know, they were picked to finish last. They've been perpetually rebuilding for now going on almost 20 years. And they've got very little fan interest. So, you know, when the Marlins have to remove their regular players and quarantine guys, to me, there's no difference between those players and the guys who are warming up somewhere to get ready in one of these satellite camps, other than, you know, age. Those guys are AA, AAA players. What's the difference? You're not expected to win anyways. Cardinals, different story. The Cardinals won the NL Central last year and went to the NLCS. They matter. They count. And now baseball is being very cautious with them. Rob Manfred telling Carl Ravich of ESPN in the last few minutes. I'm going to read you this. This is just in. His reaction to what's happening with the Cardinals, quote, "We are playing. The players need to be better, but I am not a quitter in general, and there is no reason to quit now. We have had to be fluid, but it is manageable." I'll tell you, this guy is unreal. Because if you believe the reporting, and I do, I trust the baseball insiders for the most part, he just threatened Tony Clark 24 hours ago that if players didn't start behaving better, he would cancel the season. So which one is it? There's no reason to quit now. He just told the head of the Players Association that you're very close to giving him a reason to quit. So he's all over the place, but we've known that about Manfred for a long time. As long as Major League Baseball postpones games and cancels games because of a couple of positive tests, there is no chance of them finishing this season. None. Because things will keep getting pushed back. Games will keep getting canceled. If they do continue to look at it this way, then we're going to have a season where instead of playing 60 games, teams played more like 30. Or maybe 40. Here's Frank in San Francisco. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Frank.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Andrew.
Sure.
You know, if I were Rob Manfred right now, I would say cancel the season. And here's why. Every time there's a positive test, and there will be more, you run the risk of someone, and it's a low percentage, but you run the risk of someone dying. And if that occurs, that is going to be the worst PR in all of these sports. It's going to be the worst PR nightmare. Plus, no fans in the stands, 60-game season. It's already a train wreck. So stop it now. Count your lucky stars. No one has died yet. And then get prepared for next season. Let's get a radar pitch track to call balls and strikes. Let's get a DH in the National League.
Okay, yeah, those are obviously way down the list of priorities right now, how the game is going to get played, you know, next year or beyond that. Yeah, they did not have the belief, or they did not have the feeling before the season started that even one positive test, like the Major League Baseball was not treating one positive test like a loss or a threat or cause for panic or concern. When they were testing and getting back only a handful of positive tests less than 2 weeks ago, they were celebrating it like they had players who were following the rules and protocol and taking this very seriously. There hasn't been a point yet, to the best of my knowledge, since they started training for this season in early July, there has never been a point where they have had zero positive tests. They have consistently had players test positive. It is only now, and it's because the Marlins had so many players who tested positive, it is only now that Major League Baseball is now pretending like positive tests are reason to kind of like run for the hills and seek shelter. I wonder how baseball fans would have reacted if Major League Baseball said to those Marlins players, get on the bus, go back to Miami, or stay in Philadelphia for 2 weeks. We're going to let the other guys, we're going to have the rest of the players who are testing negative. They're going to meet up with 10 or 15 players who have been practicing at the satellite camp. They're going to form the new Marlins, and they're going to play games in Baltimore this week. I wonder how fans would have treated that. I would have looked at it like, all right, this makes sense. That's why you started that auxiliary camp in the first place. Justin's in Georgia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Justin.
How you doing? Big hey, fan man. Of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I guess I'm a little, I'm wishy-washy, kind of like the MLB. I think they keep playing just because, you know, at this point, why the hell not? But it seems, I just wanted to disagree with a couple things that you had said. You know, you keep repeating the phrase that just one positive test, they shut everything down, but that hasn't been the case. You know, we got, like you said earlier, Juan Soto on the Nationals, with Hunter Dozier on the Kansas City Royals. They both tested right. positive, and they got their guy from the taxi squad and kept on going. I'm a Braves fan, and I know Tyler Flowers and Travis Darno right. are two catchers.
They right. So what changed? So the Cardinals had two, and that was enough to postpone a game last night. Well, there's really that big of a difference between one and two?
No, but they're not totally, you know, they're not totally being forthcoming about who has it because of HIPAA and all that. I understand that. But when you have four or five people, not just on the team, but in the traveling party, then you know, just the nature of the testing itself, you know, one person can test negative one day, but have it, and then the next day test positive, and, you know.
Wouldn't that have been true with the Nationals when Soto tested positive?
When it's one player at a time, I feel like it's a little different. And they kept testing, and no one tested positive. Now, if Juan Soto tested positive, and then the next day two guys test positive, then I think you'd see similar postponements.
Okay, so your point of no return, your line of demarcation is two.
I would say two at a time. Yeah, I don't know,
okay.
Two, three.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, it sounds to you like one is acceptable, but two isn't. Here's Rob in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Rob.
Hey, thanks for the line. Listen a lot. First time
Thank
calling
you.
Into your show. Appreciate
cool.
it.
Cool. Yep.
Anyway, like I was called into JR's last night, and, you know, they had a contingency plan for a bubble back in April and May, one in Arizona, one in Florida. And then, you know, they had the spikes there. Well, the basketball kept their plan, kept their bubble plan going, and they're doing great. You know, they got a little scared when everything spiked. But in the overall gist of things, you know, I go to work every day just as you are now,
yep.
and You know, we got to hold yourself accountable. You can't be going to nightclubs because you're on the road and all that stuff.
Yeah, there should be disciplinary measures for that, Rob. And the guys on the Marlins who did leave and were out, and if the Los Angeles report on the Cardinals of guys going to casinos, if that's true too, then there should be disciplinary measures taken against those players. And the players' union shouldn't fight it, because they should be concerned about the well-being of the entire workforce. And when a few players jeopardize it for everybody else, there should be punitive measures taken, in my opinion. So, baseball, look, a lot of these players, and I know some of them, they told their families, they told their wives, they told their kids right from the very beginning, it's not a good idea for me to be around you this year. So even if they're not in a centralized location, a hub, in a bubble, I know a lot of Major League Baseball players who are treating it that way. And that's why I think they should have set up, like the NHL, multiple hubs, multiple bubbles, and done it that way. But they didn't, and now they're paying for it. All right, hour two is next. I want to talk about one of my favorites, Antonio Brown. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.